Unit 2, page 24, reading, exercises 2 and 3.
A short history of bathing in the UK. These days, most people in the UK have access to hot water by simply turning on the tap. People know how important it is to keep clean and take baths and showers daily. But of course, it wasn't always so easy. In medieval times, most people knew that washing your body with water was a good thing to do, and there were instruction books that explained the importance of keeping your body clean. Some, though, offered strange advice, such as to avoid taking a bath in the summer or not to take long baths because they would make you fat. In the palaces and houses of the rich, people enjoyed bathing in a wooden bathtub that servants filled with hot water. They would often add perfumes and flower petals to make the water smell nice. Having your own private bath was a sign of importance. King John, for example, used to take his bathtub with him whenever he traveled. Most people had no bath of their own, but they might visit one of the many public baths that started to appear in most cities by then. These were often beside bakeries, and the heat from baking the bread was used to warm up the water. People with no access to public baths would wash using only cold water and a cloth. When the water was warm enough, they would jump in the nearest river for a bath. By the early 1800s, there were serious concerns about the dreadful conditions in crowded cities, and people started to recognize the importance of hygiene. Some now bought metal bathtubs for their homes, although for most people, there was no bathroom and the water still had to be carried in from outside and heated up. Many people still didn't used to have baths in their homes, but some could afford to make a weekly visit to the new public baths that opened in the 19th century. At the same time, bathing in the ocean became popular, as people looked to salt water to help cure skin problems. Bathing habits changed for good in the late 19th century, when pipes could carry water directly into homes. Bathing became a lot easier, and people started taking many more baths. However, many homes in the UK, especially those in rural areas, had to wait until as late as the 1960s before they had running water directly connected to them.